Blog Talk Radio.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marti.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marti.com. Marti.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marti.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marti.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light, and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marti.com.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health? Your love? Your marriage? Maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You hurt my feelings, I'm done.
Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, folks. Welcome to this fine Saturday afternoon here in wonderful Ohio. It's about 40 degrees, so it's not too bad outside. It's sunny. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to promoting the rights, legalities, and of living the barefoot lifestyle, and to encourage, empower, and inform folks who decide to, choose this lifestyle. Help people understand there's nothing illegal, wrong, or gross about it. In fact, it's it's becoming more widespread, thankfully, finally. But it's a valid way to live your life. Many of us have, it's good for medical, it's good for spiritual, sensory, everyone has a different reason. There are so many of us, and we all have different reasons why we choose to live the barefoot life. I am the host, Audrey. I'll be joined by my co-host, Phoenix, here in just a minute. She's taking care of something real fast. But we are on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. And currently on Facebook, we're doing Facebook is where, if you watch our reels and like and share, they're donating. Facebook themselves are donating to our cause. So it's a great way to just take a couple minutes out of your day, watch a couple videos, share them, like them, comment on them, to help us raise some funds so we can, start doing things like health fairs and different things to promote, encourage, and inform people in person, not just, radio or lives and whatnot. It'll actually give us a chance to be in person and in the face of people who are trying to tell us that this is wrong. It'd be very awesome to be able to do that. Just to kind of like let people know, because there's people out there who would do this but are unaware of the fact that it's completely legal and not against any health codes or anything like that. So we need to be able to get our way out there, and these things cost money to be able to do. Like, we're a nonprofit, and that just means we don't get paid. The money goes to the organization and the cause, which is amazingly fine. I am 100% okay with donating my time to help spread the word. And if I run into somebody in public, I'll have a conversation with them or whatnot. But it's just, it'll give us a way to set up people that we might not normally run into. We can, inform them of the health benefits and the spiritual benefits and flight and different things. So just like I said, just watch a couple of videos, like, share, comment, and help us get money from Facebook to be able to do these things. I'm working on making a few like project kind of things, crafty kind of things, to if I can do a booth somewhere, that kind of thing. If you're able to donate your time and part of the proceeds, will go to Barefoot is Legal to help spread the word. And any ideas for things like that or meetups, you can message us either through the Facebook group. I do the TikTok. You can message me if you have any ideas or questions, comments, concerns, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I haven't been great lately. It's one of the things I want to touch on today. As anybody who's listened knows that lately, Phoenix and I, we do talk a lot about mental health and whatnot. And I wanted to bring up the fact that I didn't even realize how big of a funk I was in until just literally just recently when I finally started to feel better. I'm going to get better about checking messages and replying to people. I know there's several out there that have messaged me either on my personal, TikTok, through Barefoot is Legal, Real Barefoot is Legal. And I've kind of dropped the ball, but I'm starting to feel better and actually have hope again. So I will get to those. And if any new messages come in, I will get to you as soon as I can. I wanted to, segment is the one, I think one of the main things aside from, living for my kids and my students is that's helped keep me grounded and sane is honestly barefooting, is being able to feel the earth and know that there, even if I don't feel it, essentially there is a greater purpose and a better purpose. And that's about the only thing that's helped, honestly. We're finally getting the level six. Miss Phoenix is here now. How are you today, beautiful lady?
All right. I just woke her up, guys. I'm gonna be honest with you. She's tired.
That's okay. I forgot what I was going to say.
It's definitely been a really long week.
I don't know. Last night was like the first time I got sleep in about over, well, not even last night. This morning was the first time I got sleep in about, like actual sleep in about 24 hours. And I still didn't even sleep that long. So.
Sorry.
It's okay. A lot going on.
Yeah, it gets crazy. And then, you know, so you just things get, and this time of year is hard, I think, on everybody, not even just there, but it's very hard with the cold and all that. but we're going to get through this, and we're going to have some warm weather before we know it, right?
No.
Say it with me. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
yesterday it was about 52, so it wasn't too bad. It was actually fairly nice, which
it was gorgeous, in my opinion. For being the beginning of December, which, by the way, how is it December?
I don't even know.
I don't understand. Time makes no sense. I don't get it. But I think it's a lot of us anymore. It's like, wait, it's December 2022, y'all. How time works, I don't know. But that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy to process. You know, like, we're literally almost done with this year.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it at all.
No, it feels very strange to me. But... Yeah, so, I paint my nail. so, yeah, and I've been to a few places, actually, this week. I went to my family doctor again, which, again, they've known me forever. But I went to a pain clinic, and they didn't even notice, but, like, it's so funny. They didn't really, like, well, the doctor did, and he asked me about it, and I told him about how it actually helped with my pain. He's considering writing a letter for me, a doctor's note for me, to show that part of my pain management plan is to barefoot.
That's incredible.
So I think if I have that, I could actually probably take it to work and be like, it's a legit medical thing. Like, it is a legit accommodation that I need.
Yeah.
And I'm a preschool teacher, for goodness sakes. Like, I don't need, what do I need shoes for? Every time I hurt myself at work, I've been wearing shoes, so they can't even say that. So they protect me. I'm like, from what?
Nothing protects me from myself.
But no,
all right.
Finally getting properly medicated. For those of you out there that are debating or need or use, I know there's a stigma to it, but there is nothing wrong with if that's what you need to get you, even if it's not forever. You know, sometimes you just need a little help. And right now it's one of those times for me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we should also remind people that, you know, it is a journey, and, you know, if they're, because I know we've both had our own issues with medication not working properly,
And it turned out that when he had me on for my genes, like, it was in the red column. I should not have been on it. I'm like, whoops, sorry, I interrupted. I apologize.
And I was just going to say, you know, just realizing that. You know, if you're not responding well to something, like, that's okay. You know, it is something that takes a lot of trial and error. And
there are so many out there, and they all work different.
Yeah, and, you know, our bodies are very complex. You know, it's not like taking an aspirin or an Aleve or whatever, you know. These are things that are interacting with your body's hormones and chemicals. And they do have a place, and they do have a purpose, and they do have their uses. But, you know, if you're not responding well to a medication, or if it's adding, you know, problems, you know, in your life, just know that it may not be you, you know, and there's no shame in that. And that the next step, you know, is to then explore other options. And I know it can be very exhausting when you feel like you are constantly exploring your options and it seems like nothing's working, but...
Right.
You know,
so, like, for me, I finally got to the point where it's, like, nothing was doing what it needed to do, and I gave up for a long time, quit taking stuff. My family doctor did that gene site testing, which, if you guys have been trying, bring that up with your doctor. But it turned out everything that they had been trying to, they said like, they, you know, green, yellow, red levels based on what your genetic, your personal genetics, what could or could not work, right? Every single one they had tried was in the red column for me. And I'm like, well, no wonder it's not helping.
Yeah.
So, like, if you've been through it, just mention it to your doctor. See if that's a thing that they can do for you. Because then with that test, my doctor picked one in the green column, and I'm literally already starting to feel human again. So it's worth it. It's worth it, in my opinion. I interrupted you again, didn't I?
No, you're good.
Okay. Okay. But it's worth it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's just so crazy, though, just how so many people don't realize that's even an option. I know when I was having issues with medication, I didn't even know that was an option.
Right.
And I want to look into personally. And it's just crazy to me how it's so easy for people to blame patients. When it's like, our hormones are all different. People are going to react to the same medications very differently.
Right. Well, and like me, like I have hypothyroidism as well. So it's like that's a thyroid hormone issue. You know, and everybody would say, if you were told you had hypothyroidism, you would take this, you know, level of thyroxine. You would absolutely take it to fix that hormone level. Why are our brain chemical hormones any different than that?
No.
You know, it's such a stigma. People want to think it's, you know, whatever.
Well,
but.
And I think part of that even comes from, you know, I don't want to get, you know, too far or anything, but I think a lot of that comes from, honestly, like, corrupt is an evil, but in a way, kind of just corrupt,
misguided,
people. And you know, in the
when they say it's all in your head, I'm like, well, no kidding, I need to fix the chemicals in my head.
Well, you know, not even
I wouldn't say corrupt. I say misguided. They're just not fully comprehending the fact that it's a legit concern.
Well,
yeah.
I'm talking about what I was trying to get to is, like, people who are, like, actually within the field is a big problem. You know, a lot of people who, I mean, in psychiatry, I mean, I feel like it's especially the one that you have to worry about the most where, you know, a lot of people can go into that because, I mean, money, and that's not saying all psychiatrists are that way, but I know people, I've had my own bad experience with psychiatrists. I know other people that have.
I think everybody that has
having the emotional capacity to even actually understand what a patient is going through.
And it's like, and they may be good for one person, but not another. Like, you're not going to mesh with everybody you meet in general. So that's unfortunately the thing, too. Sometimes you got to shop around for the right. Like me, with my doctors, oh, my God, I can't even count as high as how many doctors I've gone to see and subsequently fired.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be an activist and for yourself and for your own well-being. Because here's my thing. If I don't mesh with you, if I don't trust you, why would I want to get any sort of medical help from you? Like, you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And, or my children, or my husband. I went all the way to a city 3 hours from where I live for my lady visit because I didn't trust any of the doctors in my area. Like, I'm not saying everybody should do that. I'm just saying sometimes, you know, but be an advocate for yourself. And there's nothing wrong with the quote-unquote second opinion, third opinion, to find that person you trust and vibe with.
And I know people are currently doing the same for their own physical health issues and things like that. But what I was, like, just trying to get at, too, is some of it's just not, you know, listening and empathy. But, I mean, and this is not me trying to, you know, hate on people, because I've met a really great psychiatrist that I liked. But, but unfortunately, not even, and this isn't even just from my own experiences, but experience of other people that have struggled with mental health and their mental illness or whatever, you know, I've talked about they've really had psychiatrists that were just very shaming, that weren't open to how the medications were working for them. I know I was seeing a psychiatrist that, you know, wanted to act like I was such a problem because I wasn't responding well to the medications and made me feel like crap. And this decided, well, I'm not going to see you anymore.
They don't want to do the research to find what could help. Yeah.
You know, wanted to say that I was non-compliant, but I was having all these issues. And then when I had started seeing another psychiatrist who I did really like, you know, she was like, I was like looking into it more, and she was like, this just is not a good medication for you and your conditions. Like, this is not a good one to use.
Right.
And that was a medication that I was trying to be on for about a year. Found out that it was, and that was even without doing the genetic testing, even the psychiatrist was able to look into it more and be like, yeah, this is causing conflicting things.
Right,
so
right.
It's just like people just not even really taking the time to understand. Or there's just been times where people don't always feel like they have a safe place, you know? And, but then you also have had, you know, doctors that have over-prescribed medication,
mm-hmm.
you know, acting like it's going to magically cure you, especially with ADHD.
Yeah.
And the thing is that's just not going to happen. And so medication definitely has its purpose and its use, and I'm not here to say that it doesn't, but I'm here to say that we need a better system.
I agree with that.
Because you need to have coping mechanisms, self-soothing mechanisms. You need to be able to have other things
besides
you. Because a lot of the time, I think the reason why so many people are so anti-medication now is because a lot of people have been over-prescribed it to the point that it was...
And they're not given any other tools.
Yeah, they weren't given any other tools, and all it was doing was repressing or suppressing
mm-hmm.
the issues that they were going through. It was
mm-hmm.
just, they were never dealing with the baggage or the trauma.
Finding the root cause.
Yes, the root cause. Or even learning effective coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, medication does have its place and its purpose, and there's no shame in using it. There's no shame in having bad reactions either, you know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, we also do need to find other coping mechanisms. And
like barefooting.
Barefooting is a great
it is.
Coping mechanism that, you know, can help with panic attacks, can help with emotional regulation, can help help with, you know, sensory awareness, but even just feeling overstimulated on a sensory
safety.
Level. Yeah, safety on a mental, emotional stimulation
mm-hmm.
level, you know, but at the same time, you know, barefooting is not always the answer for everybody, and that's okay, you know what I mean? So there are, you know, be some people
mm-hmm.
that for their own mental health issues, they can't, and we're not here to shame you, but it is a great coping technique for a
yeah.
lot of people.
Even if you only do it for a few minutes, you know, if you're, it can... help bring your thoughts together and help, for me, like obviously I do it all the time, but like when I'm like having a pain, I like focus on it and it's like it makes me come back to my own self and like focus on me for a minute so that I can be like, okay, what is it that's actually bothering me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for some reason, you know, and I can't explain the science. I'm no scientist. I'm just a lady living her life, but when I'm in shoes, it's like I'm stifled, and all I can think about is how uncomfortable and miserable I am in those and how much everything hurts because of them.
Yeah.
Like, even when I was at the clinic last night, Jessica and I was talking to her about how, you know, it helps with the pain even and my sensory awareness and mental health, my ADHD and whatnot, and she's like, oh, really? And I, you know, told her, yeah. I said, actually, right now, I think because I just took them off from getting off work. I said, I'm still working through, but I'm already feeling a bit better because they've been removed. And so
yeah.
they fully support it. And like I said, they're looking into how it would go to write me a letter. So
awesome.
It's part of my pain management plan. So I'm like, I'm very excited about that.
And it'd be very awesome just to see that recognized as like a legitimate, you know,
yeah.
Way of managing your pain and your health issues
yeah.
as well as your mental health and ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, we're definitely very multidimensional people,
mm-hmm.
and barefooting definitely helps align us and ground us on different dimensions. And
yes.
I just hope to see a society that recognizes us all fully for how complex we are.
Right.
And I think that's why, you know, we see things like, you know, people being shamed for even meds, whether they're on them and people have a problem with that, or whether they're on them and they're not reacting well and people want to blame them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's just like another example of people just not realizing how complex our bodies are, how multidimensional
right.
we are.
And it's like, I had to go through trial and error with just my heart issues, right? Like to get the proper medications for that. And
yeah.
like, it took months of trying stuff, running so many different tests, like invasive testing and we finally found it, and I've been doing much better. So that's another thing. Okay, so people say, oh, you've got a heart issue. Of course you're going to take medication. You have a thyroid issue. Of course you're going to take medication.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a mental health issue. You shouldn't need medication for that.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, what? Like, it's just... And again, it's not just medication. I know that this is not going to be what fixes it all and makes it all better, but it is helping. And yeah. I do know I have a long way to go, and I have a lot of counseling to go through and a lot of therapy to go through, but I do also know that this is helping.
Yeah.
You know, it's one that boosts your serotonin level, which is a huge one for ADHD and depression. It's just like, it helps. You know, just like barefooting. It's not the cure-all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to solve all my problems going barefoot, but I tell you what, it helps. And mm-hmm. when you have all these little things together that help, that's when you can start to get better.
Yeah.
That's when you can progress.
And it's about, I mean, healing, you know, it's definitely a lot more complicated than people think. And it's not necessarily about having all of the answers or even having something profound to say. Healing, you know, is as simple as just listening to yourself, listening to all dimensions of yourself, you know, your body, your mind.
Acknowledging that, yeah, sometimes things suck.
But, you know, be able to acknowledge all, you know, areas of yourself and all dimensions of yourself and just accept them, you know, and learn to find proper coping techniques and tools of just accepting and listening to yourself and your natural flow, and how can you
and what will work
for you
and everybody
else. And that's why I say, like, natural flow, like mm-hmm. your natural flow, because your natural flow is your natural state of energy, and that's going to be very different from, you know, person to person. And so it's about listening to your natural flow, listening to all the dimensions of you and what is right for you. And so that way you can be happier, so that way you can, you know, be able to adjust accordingly to life, so that way you can balance everything on
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And, but the focus being on you and
that's
your balance.
Balance. I like,
your,
that's one of my favorite words currently, actually.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah, and so it's healing is a beautiful thing, but it's also not as sunshine and rainbows as people think.
Not
and
easy.
It's not one size fits all. There's no clear path. And that's what
mm-hmm.
makes healing so hard. But that's also what makes healing such a beautiful and unique experience, is taking the time to find you, listen to you, figure out what's right for you, you know?
Yeah.
What
and don't be afraid
you.
To speak up and say if something's not working.
Yeah.
Because you want to quit that?
Exactly.
Right away.
And I think, like, when we're healing, whether it's from, a, you know, whether it's on a physical level or a mental level, emotional level, any level, really, it's like, it's so easy to get so caught up in this is the right way of doing it. This is how I'm supposed to be doing it. But it's like, you just got to let that go.
But if it's not working,
yeah, just because.
Find something else. There's plenty of options.
And just because it's what should work or what is working for other people, it doesn't mean you should feel any shame because it doesn't work for you.
Right, because, like, the last medication that helped me doesn't mean none will. So, again, that's why I'm willing to try another one. And just because
mm-hmm.
it works for me doesn't mean it'll work for anybody else.
Yeah.
It might not be the answer for you, but if it is the answer for you, don't feel shame in it. That's all I'm saying. I know, like, this isn't exactly barefoot related right now this morning, guys, but it's been weighing on me a lot the last couple of days. I just wanted to bring it up, you know, just because, I mean, for right now for me, I don't know if anybody's even noticed based on my tone, but I've been not me lately for a long time. And for those of you that have stuck with this show, I want to say thank you. And I know I've been saying I'll do better. I mean it. I am going to do better. I'm finally, like, got to, you know, listen and get the right, get my headspace back where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I know this doesn't really have much to do with barefooting currently. We will have to, we're going to take a break here in a minute. But it is important. And I don't know, maybe somebody out there listening is going to hear us and think, oh, maybe that is what I needed to do. If your doctor's been recommending it or you've been thinking about it, you know, get the help you need, because as I know personally, the worst feeling in the world is the one, is the feeling that you are useless and unimportant and it doesn't matter what you do or say. That is the worst feeling in the world. And I want to tell you guys, you are important to somebody. I might not know you personally, but you're important to me. I appreciate everybody that listens to this show, you know, and everyone has, I'm not important to the whole world or anything, but like I am important to somebody. I'm important to my children, to my husband, to my family, you know, some the few friends that I have. And, you know, but for months, probably more than months, it's been years that I've felt that I'm not and that there's no reason for me to be here. And I'm finally starting to get the help I need. And I appreciate that you are still sticking with me so far on the show, considering it's barefoot is legal and I'm talking not about barefooting. But
I think, like, we need to just be able to openly talk about mental health.
No, absolutely.
More. And, it, you know, and I hate to say it, but if people have a problem with that, grow up.
Pound rock.
Grow up, honestly.
No.
Like, because a lot of people, I mean, the collective as a whole is going through a very depressing time. I mean,
it
what
is.
A recession that they're trying to say isn't a recession. We, I mean, there are people from all over.
There is a lot happening in this
country,
world.
And on top, there's a lot happening in this country in terms of labor rights and human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not the whole world either.
Right. And
we're
right.
We're not, exactly. And a lot of Americans think we are.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not
and
the
yeah.
whole world either.
Right. And we're not here to be political either. So when you point out there are a lot of things going
yeah.
on right now that are stressors on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are like me and you already have a, I don't know, chemical misfiring, you know, your brain, your body's not going to produce what it's supposed to, that makes it 10 times worse or
yeah.
more. And I just want everybody, you are important. I people would tell me that when I was feeling like my funk, and I was like, okay, those are just words. But please, if you're feeling that way, get the help you need.
Yeah.
Reach out to a doctor, reach out to a friend, family member, somebody that can help you get through that, because there are people that care. And for someone who is feeling genuinely actually like happy for the first time, and I don't even know how long, it's worth reaching out for. It's worth it. You're worth it. You are all important. On that note, I'm going to take a break. We'll play a few ads, and we'll either be back with barefooting or mental health. I'm not sure yet. We'll see what today day where today takes us. Yeah, I'm not playing that out. Sorry. Okay. We'll be back in a minute.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer. Sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Hey folks, we are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We have a website is barefootislegal.org. We are also on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Rumble. Basically, if you can think of it, we're most likely on there. If not, shoot us a message through one of those and let us know about other opportunities so we can jump on those bandwagons and get our word across that it is 100% legal, safe, and not weird to choose to live the barefoot lifestyle. People will be concerned about, you know, germs and safety issues. And, like, as long as you take good care of your feet and you don't have cuts all over them, there's not really a germ-related issue to worry about. Safety, any of us that live the lifestyle, we're very careful about where we walk. We watch where we go, more so than those that wear folks that wear shoes. You know, it we choose it. And the whole liability thing, if I go into a business and even if a glass jar broke and they cleaned it up, even if they missed a piece, that is assumed personal liability on my part. I cannot sue them because I stepped on glass that they tried to clean up and just missed a piece. Or if I stub my toe on a display and rip my toenail off or something, like, I can't, that's assumed personal liability. They are not responsible for that. I chose to go barefoot, so any injury that results from said barefooting would be on me, not a business owner. These no shirt, no shoes, no service signs are illegal. They were started, you know, back in the 60s to discriminate against minorities, hippies, and poor people because they didn't want those kind of people, you know, in their establishments. So they're completely discriminatory, even racist. And what is it where you get, like, income-wise? Classes? Is that what it is? Classes? Yeah, it's just, it's wrong. Whatever way you look at it, it's wrong. And you are protected, actually, by the law to barefoot, you know, especially, you know, for spiritual, medical, health. Oh, I said that. What is the third one? My brain has stopped today.
Cultural.
Thank you. Yes. Reasons. And honestly, if you just don't want to wear shoes because you don't like shoes, that's a valid reason for being a barefooter too. You know, you don't have to have some deep spiritual meaning. You know, it could just be as simple as I don't like them, and that's fine. Most of us have other reasons to go with that. Like there are reasons why we don't like shoes. But if you don't have those reasons, again, you're just as valid as anybody. Yeah. If you only do it part-time, you know, when you can, just as valid. Unfortunately, like for me right now, because my boss is making me wear them at work, I'm stuck in shoes at work. But I'm telling you what, as soon as I get in that parking lot, boop, pops go the shoes, pops go the weasels. So unfortunately, I'm unable to be 100%. As anybody who knows me, I would. I have not yet even put them on due to the cold yet. Like, I went to that was the other thing I did this week. We had our work Christmas party. And the one woman who's like high up saw me with, cause I saw it. I still had my, stupid surgical shoe on my right foot cause it was work and it's work injury. So, and I'm not walking right now, so I don't care. But anyway, and she goes, she said, where's your shoe? And I said, what shoe? What shoe? And she's like, I just need to make sure I wasn't hallucinating. There's no shoe on it. I was like, no, it's cold out there. Yeah, a little bit. You know, we're going back and forth, and are you going to make me put a shoe on? She's like, no, I was just making sure I wasn't hallucinating. So then when I saw my box, he's always like, shoot, right? First thing she did, she looked around, she's like, looking at my shoe and foot. And I was like, she just saw me, and she said it's okay. And she's like, oh, really? I said, yeah, go ask her. I said, why would I tell you to ask her if she didn't tell me? I'm not going to be caught in a lie. But anyway, so I did not. Last year they did make me put them on. This year, I did not have to put them on. I was so happy about that. Let's put it, stand up for yourself. Just know your rights. Know your worth. Just know you and know what is happening. I don't know. I'm trying to say something. I'm not 100% sure.
No, I get what you mean. It's just you have to just be you.
Be your own advocate.
Yeah, you have to just stand your ground and just be yourself, even if other people have a problem with that.
Yes.
If being you and not hurting anybody is such a profound problem to other people, then clearly they have some issues that they need to reevaluate, and that's not
right.
Your responsibility. I mean, people are constantly going to try to project their own problems onto you, and when you're a barefooter, that just makes it easy. I mean, there's a lot of things. People just look at it as a target.
They think you're stupid.
People will take any chance they get to hate on somebody
different,
quote unquote, lesser or different in some way, or that they can skew the mind, the narrative as being lesser. The thing is, you know, and yes, that is part of human nature, but I don't believe that human nature is purely evil. I mean, we also do have to understand that human nature is what part of our human nature comes out is going to be based upon the factors around us. And our society, unfortunately, is a great breeding ground for hate for the collective, the way our current factors, you know, we currently have a system that that doesn't, you know, take things seriously, like barefooting, like anything, any part of being under
is
barely been taken seriously. And I even know for myself, from experience, it's really easy for people to
dismiss,
to dump all their you know what on you.
Nice save.
Because you're
an easy target.
Yeah, really, they see you as an easy target because you're different. You're an easy scapegoat.
Well, and they can sense that you already blame yourself for everything anyway. So if you'll take it. What they sense. And don't. Not everything is your fault. Even if you feel like it's, I'm not saying nothing's your fault. I don't know you. I don't know your life. Some things are our fault, but not everything.
Yeah.
You can't take responsibility for everything and everybody.
Yeah. And so if people are, you know, projecting their problems onto you, you know, just, you have to find your
home. Especially with your feet, man. They don't know nothing about, they're not the ones walking with your feet.
Yeah.
You know, so like, what say do they have in what you do with your feet? You don't let them come into your house and rearrange your furniture how they wanted it. You know, like, change your curtains because I don't like them.
Yeah. And so it's just, you have to be able to just stand your ground, find your confidence, find your voice.
And preach it.
Be able to just be yourself. Yeah. Because there are people that are going to target people as they can. Because
they're bullies that never grew up.
Yeah, and the thing is a lot of people may not even realize they're bullies, which is
right,
because a lot of people are miserable, and miserable people take their shit out.
Misery loves company.
And so when people are taking their stuff on you for no reason, just remember that they're miserable.
They're
miserable.
Yeah.
And they may not even realize that they are miserable.
They're just as unhappy, so it's like their mission is to make everybody else feel the same way. And I'm like, how about we switch that narrative to, I feel happy and love. I want everybody to feel this.
Yeah.
I haven't felt happy in some years, y'all.
Just find your voice, find your confidence, and just be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And who cares? I mean, honestly, about these stupid, trivial things.
Yeah.
You know, if people want to go out of their way to use you as a scapegoat or to crap on you over something that isn't hurting anyone, it isn't affecting somebody, then that is clearly a them problem.
Yeah.
Not a you problem.
You just keep doing you and what makes you happy, and as long as you're not hurting anybody,
and
be kind, help you can.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
Yeah. And so it's just important to remember that and to stick your ground, because, I mean, there are people that are always going to have a problem with something.
Yes.
And they're just looking at you as for a target today. Mm-hmm. And if you've been that target, just remember that you don't have to be.
Right.
You know, you can know your worth. And sometimes it's not even a matter of getting people to stop shooting arrows at you. You know, metaphorically anyway. Mm.
So it's better
shield. Sometimes, yeah, it's just about having a shield. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're
I didn't mean to steal your thunder there, chick.
It's fine. I'm sorry. I don't know. There was a better way I was trying to explain it, but I can't even think. No, it's fine. Yeah, you just have to be able to, I don't know, deflect it, you know?
Yeah.
Not let it pierce through your skin.
Dodge it even.
Yeah.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah. And so it's, I don't know, it's just a matter of learning to not let it get to you anymore, or
which is not easy. And I'm as one, and I'm about as much as big of a, you know, I'm not worried about what other people say, as an expert as anybody. But you know, you still, when you have other issues and you deal, you hear it so much, you still can struggle with it. You know, it doesn't matter how thick your skin is. Sometimes it just gets to you, and that's okay. You know, we're human. Sometimes stuff's just going to get to us. You know, we can't help that, but we can help how we react to it. Like I tell, okay, I'm a preschool teacher, and I have my students tell me somebody made them mad, and I tell kids all the time, I'm like, you know, they are responsible for what they said and did, but they are not responsible for how you react to it. You know, like anybody that comes up and tries to start something with me, it's like they're responsible for that. They're responsible for what they said and what they did to me, but they're not responsible for how I react to what they said. That's on me.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I react poorly. I will.
Yeah.
Sometimes I ball sack. Sorry, folks. I thought I spilled nail polish, and I did not. I know you can't see it. I'm sorry. Please forgive my language, friends. Anywho,
getting a little off topic. Before we get too far off topic again, I want to mention the reels again. If you go watch the reels on our Facebook business page, you know, watch them, like them, comment them, share them. That will help us to, the more that happens, the more money we get from Facebook for our, I don't know, mission, our cause, that we can do things like health fairs and different booths and things to be able to help spread the word that we exist, and that, so especially that people know that might not otherwise know that hate shoes as much as we do or could benefit from it, that it is safe and legal and healthy, and, you know, that it's a valid option. So if you, you know, just take a couple minutes out of your day, go into our Facebook group and like, share, comment. Then like, again, Facebook will, you know, give us money up to $30,000 for our cause based on views and shares. And that would be a really helpful way for us to be able to, you know, do more outreach. So there's that. Also, if you haven't checked out, I haven't been on for a couple of days. And like I said, I apologize earlier. I'm going to do better. I've been in my depressive funk for a very long time. I think I'm coming out of it. Fingers crossed. But I will do better with the TikTok. Real Barefoot is legal. If you have any questions, comments, concerns for me over there, or you can message the actual Facebook group. One of our admin team will get to you. And, yeah, so do you have anything to add to that? Sorry. I'm not sure I still show from you today, even though I'm, you know, technically the host. I'm being goofy. Sorry.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marti.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marti.com. Marti.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. and leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Hello, folks. I was having a little bit of technical difficulty there for a minute. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We have a website is barefootislegal.org. Facebook is Barefoot is Legal. We have the group page and the business page, the business page is the one you want to go to share our reels, please. We are on TikTok, is Real Barefoot is Legal. That was the Instagram handle. TikTok is Barefoot is Legal too. Stuff is not working with me today. Just bear with me, friends. We are here to encourage, empower, and inform folks about, the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. If you have any questions that we've not covered, reach out to one of us. I'm Audrey. You can find me. I'm either, through the Instagram or Audrey Craw on, look for Oddball K on Instagram. Venetian Phoenix on Instagram is Phoenix. And she, if you have any of the astrological questions, we've not touched on, but May. And, so if you have any questions, you can reach out to us. You can reach us to the Facebook group. We'll, one of the admin team will help you out there. And, there's all kinds of options. There's, don't let anybody tell you you can't barefoot anywhere, because I'll tell you what, me personally, about anywhere you can name, I've barefoot. I've been barefooting for years. I've been to school. I still to this day go to my children's schools for open houses and stuff barefoot. I've been to my own school when I went to college. I was barefoot. I've been banks, restaurants, court, police station, libraries, amusement park, zoos, about anywhere you can think to go, I've done it barefoot. If you have any questions about it, I've got some answers. I mean, I have all the answers, but I have some answers and tips and tricks for you on how to, do it, build up the confidence, because that's one of the biggest things is confidence. I've noticed the more confident I feel going in somewhere, the less likely anyone is to say anything about my feet in the first place, or to even notice, per se. If they do notice, they just kind of overlook it because they're like, oh, this girl just knows what she's doing or whatever. That's one key thing. If you're not feeling confident, walk around your block, just on the sidewalk or in your yard, and then go around the block. And if you have like a gas station / convenience store nearby, those are great places to start, because I've never been into one of those that's had a problem. Marathons or Shells or whatever, to get, start building up that confidence and get used to being in public that way, if that's what you choose. Our big thing is with it being barefoot is legal is, our most encouraging thing is to go in public. I know Phoenix and I talk a lot about, even in your private home, which is important, don't get me wrong. But it'd be great if, like those of you out there listening, if you do go out in public somewhere, take a photo, submit it either to me through the Instagram or the group through Facebook, and we'll get, to get that posted like a member submission,
to kind of show, like, look, this person went here and they had no problem. It's like kind of word of mouth and like showing, like, you really can do these things. It really is a possibility. And those of us that choose it, like me personally, I feel freer and happier when I do not have shoes on. I focus better. I feel safer. Feeling the world around me through my feet helps me to be able to know, like, where I am, what I'm doing. Typically, when I've had an injury, it's always been in shoes, you know. So it's like they hinder me in my sensory awareness, and I can't function well that way. And a lot of people are that way. With my neurodiversities and whatnot, but just even without that, I think there's just many people out there who don't do well in shoes. And so it's just not always something about liking them or disliking them. A lot of it's just they disrupt your regulation and disrupt everything about you. So it's hard to focus. It's hard to, you know, get things done. I get more done better without shoes. And that's just a fact, Jack. I don't know all the science behind it. I just know the what and what works for me. And that is a huge, huge factor in my, you know, mental, spiritual, and physical health. I have fibromyalgia, and when I wear shoes, everything hurts because my feet are not moving the way they're supposed to. They're being stuck in those, you know, hard soles, and I'm building up all my electricity. And when I take the shoes off, it's like I'm able to be grounded, and my feet and the muscles in my feet and tendons and ligaments, they'll then move the way they're supposed to. And because, you know, the song we sing as a kid, the foot bone's connected to the, I don't know, calf bone, I guess, skin bone, but it's, everything's connected. And then when the one part's working the way it's supposed to, typically everything else falls in line and starts moving the way it's supposed to. And then you can build that up and strengthen that and move on from that. And then you have happy, healthier body, you know. And it's just, I don't know, I'm struggling for words today. It's freeing. It's, I don't have the words for it, but it's just, it's a great feeling when, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to do for your body. It's, I'm happy. And like I've said before, even earlier today, barefoot, it's not the whole answer. It's not going to solve all of the problems, but it helps. Certainly helps. You know, you get your whatever tools, tricks that work for you and your body, and you get those lined up and figured out, and that they all work together to help and get you to where you are feeling like yourself, like you're meant to feel, you know. And that's, you know, I mentioned earlier I had gone to the pain clinic yesterday. I had an appointment, you know, figure all this out. And they actually asked me about, they're like, where are your shoes? I don't wear shoes anywhere except for work because I have to. And they're like, really? And, you know, I explained to them how it helps with my pain and mental health. But, my, you know, it helps everything fall into line, and my pain is less. It's never gone, but it's less when I'm barefoot than when I have to wear shoes, like at work. And he was encouraged by that to the point where he's considering, he's looking into what it would take, how exactly he would write a letter for me to show that part of my pain management plan is to go barefoot. So I'm really hopeful about that, because I'm wondering, like, if I get that, does that mean I can, you know, use it at work too? If they would make that accommodation for me. I don't know that they will, but we'll keep everybody informed on that front. So I'm like, I don't know. I go out, and then, like, oh, and then Monday I go in to get one of my tattoos finished, and I'll go there barefoot. I've been going there barefoot. I used to be apprehensive there because they're like, ugh. But my artist, he's like, you're going to take them off when you get in here anyway, and we keep it clean, so whatever. So he doesn't make me put shoes on anymore to walk through, and which is fantastic because that helps. Family doctor does not care. They're like, eh, whatever, your body. They're worried about other things than my feet, trust me.
where else to go? Yeah, the work holiday party. I got to go to that and had no, almost had an issue, but was given permission to not put the shoes on. And then the boss is like right above me. She's like almost didn't believe me. I'm like, she said it was fine. Mrs. So-and-so said it was okay. Go ask her. You know, so I didn't have to put those on. That was nice. Been driving barefoot, walking around outside of work. You know, everywhere's barefoot. I'm going to go do a little bit of shopping probably today after for the show. I got a couple things to get before I have some family time, and which will also be done barefoot. anything what else to bring up? There's been, you know, been a few events, but yeah, and it's just, there will be photos up on the Instagram later. I just haven't gotten around to uploading them. So, oh, and even in the group Christmas photo, the group photo for work that we did, I managed to get up front and showing off my bare feet. You can see it, and it just made me happy. It made me smile to see that. I was like, hey, there it is. Because my whole thing with them is, one of our big things as preschool teachers is to include our students' cultures in our classroom, which I believe is very important. You know, even if there's several cultures that are not like mine in my classroom, and I believe in representing everybody because everybody is valid and everyone is important and everybody should have a voice and be seen. So my argument obviously is, well, what about my culture and, you know, the way I live my life? Shouldn't that also be represented? So I do have some barefoot pictures up in my classroom, and I always take a week out of every semester to do a whole barefoot lesson. So it's been nice. It's working out. I still have to wear shoes when I'm there, but I'll wear them down eventually. Or I won't. I'll get in trouble and get fired. Those are my two options. And yeah, hopefully that's not the one we go with. But lost my train of thought there. I'll share some of that on the Instagram later. And again, if you have any photos, if you out in public, you'd like to share, send them my way. And I'll work on getting member submission posts up. I've been in a funk for a very long time, and with working with my doctor, I'm finally coming out of it. So anyone out there listening that may have sent me a message in the last bit of time, time makes no sense to me, so I don't even know how long it's been, but it's better late than never. I will get around to them. I've been doing my best. I know that. And I want to thank the very few people who have actually reached out to check on me to ask me how I'm doing. I want to thank you. Or even though if we don't know each other, I don't know if you guys are listeners, but seeing if I was okay because you could tell there was a problem with me slacking, and I want to say thank you. That's helped. Knowing people, even people that I don't know, give a crap, helped. So thank you. And not to get all like sappy sentimental, but I appreciate it. I've been doing this radio show since last October. I took over for Proof so he could have his weekends off, which everybody deserves that. And, you know, I was doing really well, and then I wasn't, and then some of you noticed, and that just, it's appreciated. That's about Instagram. Again, Facebook, there's several of us on the admin team. So, we all try to answer those questions asked through there, you know, when we get a minute as we can. You might get several different answers. And just kind of, you know, which is, it's just life. There's several different answers and there's several different opinions, and that's okay. We're all different. And I think that's what makes this group so great, is that we are all barefooters, but we are all different, and we have different reasons and motivations and thoughts. Because all of you have different motivations and reasons and thoughts, so it helps us to be able to answer better. There's no one answer. There's no one specific answer as far as why to barefoot, you know. One person might do it because they it just hurts their feet. Another might do it because it makes them feel one with the earth. Another may do it simply just because they hate shoes. I do it for my sensory awareness, my health, physical and mental. You know, there's lots of reasons. I mean, even when you say for mental health, everyone's mental health reasons are different. Everyone's physical health reasons are different. So just, again, if you have any questions about it and you're interested, just reach out. You can, I don't even know why I haven't said this yet, but you can call in the show as well. Our guest call number is 319-527-6208. If you have any questions, and then just press 1 so the little hand raises up and I can know that you want to talk. Otherwise, it just looks like you're listening, and I won't answer the call unless that hand is up. So if you do call the number, it's 319-527-6208, and make sure you, again, press 1. I have a few minutes left of this week. I will try to remember to say the number early on next week. I don't know why I didn't think about that till just now. Please forgive. I don't know why that just hit me. But anyway, yes, I'm here for verbal conversations. If you'd rather, you know, text it, a text question, I'm available. Email, I will have next week. I can't remember what my Barefoot is Legal email is, if I'm honest. I think it's audrey.krause@barefootislegal.org. May not be that. Anyway, but yeah, you can find me. Those of you that have messaged through Facebook, I don't generally accept friend requests through Facebook. I use that for like family and whatnot, but I will through like Instagram and TikTok if you find me on TikTok. So yeah, I'll accept through that, but not Facebook. Facebook's where I share pictures of, you know, my kids and family, and I just don't want everybody to have access to that. I'm allowed to have some semblance of a private life, friend. So yeah, there's that. And again, there's the official, you know, Barefoot is Legal through Facebook. And Proof, you started this group in, I want to say 2015. Yeah, 7 years old. And you can get more information on, like, when he started and why he started it on the barefootislegal.org. But I appreciate what he's done for the cause and helping folks to understand that, like, it's okay. It's not a huge deal. It's okay, you know, and he's put a lot of information out there on the website. You can find, like, letters from the different states and health departments and everything, you know, about the fact that it's not illegal. It's not against company policies. It's not frowned upon by health departments in any of the 50 states. Like, it is, you don't even, driving barefoot, 100% legal, personal choice, and knowing your rights when you choose this. Like, I go out, it is my personal choice, but there are times where I've had to defend myself, be like, look, it is legal, it is safe, there are no health codes against it, you know, and I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not breaking any laws. I'm not breaking any health codes. I'm not an inconsiderate, lazy jerk. Like, some people will view you. You'll get used to it. You'll develop a thicker skin, you know. But believe me, barefooters are anything but lazy. It's not you're lazy so you don't put shoes on. It's like, if anything, you're more vigilant and more active because you want to make sure you don't hurt yourself. You know, so it's, you know, I guess a matter of perspective on that note. But it's valid. You're valid. And, yeah. So if anybody has questions, again, you can call us now at 319-527-6208 and press 1 if you want to talk. We have a few minutes left. Otherwise, we'll all just be rambling. Yeah. So we're working through it. We got this show. Miss Audrey forgets how to push buttons sometimes, so it goofs things up. And I'm learning. I'm a work in progress too, folks. You have anything to add or any thoughts, babe?
Sorry, my brain is just a mess today. I feel like I had some earlier going in, and I can't even remember what I was going to
say. It's been a rough week. It's been rough. I understand. I'm not trying to make things worse.
I don't know. I haven't really been to any new places, just kind of the same places, like gas stations, grocery store.
I'm
like trying to think. I mean, like, so it's like I haven't really been anywhere new, but.
But still, sometimes even just going to the places you've always been can be a challenge in itself when you're feeling
tired. And there's just this cold being back and forth, like, you know, to where it's like 32 degrees to 62.
That does make it tricky.
So it can definitely be, I guess, hard to have the consistency I would like to have with barefooting because of my own reasons. I do have to be careful though with the freezing weather because it just does cause a lot of issues.
Right. Because your fibro reacts different to the cold than mine does. Which is funny, because, like, mine, it's, like, it feels soothing and whatnot, but then for yours, it tightens it up. So that's another reason, like, we were talking about before. You know, everybody's bodies are different. Even if you have the same health condition, it doesn't mean it behaves the exact same way as somebody else. You know, so it's everything works different for everybody, and it's important to remember and recognize that.
I mean, like, the cold can, I guess, help. It's like, sometimes with osteoarthritis, like, you know, the inflammation, swelling, so sometimes, you know, when it's freezing, that can still be kind of like a relief to my feet. But that's usually, you know, with about after 5 minutes, it's like, I'm done.
Like short-lived.
And so, I mean, it can help with the inflammation aspect in the cold, but definitely the cold has a lot of issues for more of, like, my muscular issues. And so it's definitely about balance, or at least trying to have a balance, which is hard. I don't know. And it's like, I feel like I'm still figuring it out, so it's hard to even explain it right now. It's just been a lot of, you know, trial and error.
No, you're doing great explaining it because it is. I think life is trial and error. Like, just life at all. Trial and error. Is this going to go well? Oops. Nope.
Yeah. Well, and because there have been times where, like, on the surface, I guess, it's like on the surface, I don't always realize, like, how it's affecting me. Like, I feel more resistant to cold and most people that know me know that I am a very strong-willed person. And so it's like, the thing is it's not, because if I really wanted to, like, I could go around in the winter barefoot. I would be miserable. But the thing about me is, anybody knows me, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't doubt you could do it. If I challenged you and dared you, you'd absolutely freaking do it. But I wouldn't want to dare you to do something that's going to make you feel pain. You know, and that's what it is. It's like, you could do it. I don't doubt that one little bit, Phoenix. I do not doubt that at all.
Yeah.
But you listen to, here's the thing, and I tell everybody, listen to your body. If it's causing you pain, or, like, when I go out, I love it. Even, like, last winter when I wasn't putting on my shoes, like, it made me feel, I can't even explain how it made me feel. But I was listening to my body, and there were a couple of times where it was like, I'm not loving this. I'm not loving this, and that's fine. I did break down and put something on my feet. I'll admit it, acknowledge it, accept it. It happens sometimes. But, like, so I never want anybody to go out and, like, risk getting frostbite over it. And if you don't ever even want to try it in the cold. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I only did it started it last year because I wanted to see, like, how cold is this really going to be for me? How bad is this really going to be for me? And that's why I did it. And if you go back on the TikTok, you can see my videos and whatnot, or Instagram rather. You can see how, you know, the videos and reels I did.
And I think it was very much about you.
It
know?
Was, absolutely.
And that's not, you know,
absolutely.
Saying, like, an egotistical thing, but you pushing yourself for your journey. It was about you and your limitations, like you wanting to push
and,
yourself.
Yes, and just showing people that if you want to, you can. Like, this is how it's going for me. I'm not knocking anybody that wants to put the shoes on in the winter. Like, it's snow. Snow is the devil, if you ask me. It's devil. Winter, devil's paradise. I don't, Halloween got nothing on winter, okay, when it comes to snow. I do not like winter. But last year, it was like, I hit a point where it's like, I hated shoes more than I hated winter.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for me.
Yeah. And I respect that. I don't think that, like, you mean that. But when I, you know, I felt the need to add, like, you know, it's not that I know I couldn't do it. And that's just more for other people. Because I think a lot of the time some people think, like, oh, like, you mentally couldn't do it. The thing is that I've had to learn for myself, you know, growing up, you know, with health issues and different traumas. I mean, unfortunately, being a – growing up as – a girl, I mean, comes from with a lot of things that people don't want to talk about.
It does.
And, you know, and then growing up with chronic pain and doing all these things that looking back, like, you know, I did get into barefooting during my senior year. And yes, COVID has brought a lot of pain and a lot of death and a lot of sickness and a lot of separation and isolation. And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, in a lot of ways, I don't know how I survived my senior year, you know, and being able to, and then when COVID came and having to take the, you know, in March and having to take the rest of my senior year off,
that
being able
rough.
To work, but in a way, a lot of ways, it was better for me because I was pushing I was pushing my body so much, you know, and so over the past 2 years, like, I've been trying to deepen that relationship with my body because I was pushing myself so much to the point that I don't know how I got through it. I didn't think.
And I think a lot of people were.
And being able to then be at home and
step back.
Yeah, and being able to just be at home and doing my homework, like, you know, in the spring. So in, like, especially April and May, I would sit outside and do my homework. So I was able to be in nature. I was able to connect to nature. And I was always barefoot in my backyard.
Stuck in the classroom.
Yeah. I wasn't stuck. You know, I felt liberated in a lot of ways, just being able to connect with nature. And I mean, I never wore shoes that entire time, really. And I think that's what kind of got me into barefooting. It kind of happened on its own. It was something that was already very natural to me. And so
you do have a pretty kick-a aunt.
So I, you know, gotten into it.
Trendsetter over there.
During my senior year. But then, like, reflecting after that, you know, it's not always about, you know, what you mentally can and cannot do.
Right.
It's about, sometimes we have to set limitations for ourselves, for our own happiness, for our own physical well-being. It's not just about, oh, I can do it mentally.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you can do it, but I wouldn't want to hang out with you if you were doing it. I'm not going to lie. I love you so much, and I want to hang with you almost all the time. But, like, if you were barefooting in the snow, I'd be like, uh-uh, because you're not nice. But you know what I mean. I mean that in the most loving way possible.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's just about recognizing in yourself, like, is this worth it? And it's like that with a lot of things. And I think a lot of people need to reevaluate on a lot of things. Like, is this worth it? So, you know, for a lot of people that, you know, may not physically be able to handle the cold in some ways, but you mentally can, you know, I just want you to know that it's okay. You know, you're not mentally weak. It doesn't necessarily reflect your true willpower, but it's like, but I don't want to live in pain anymore. You know, I barefoot as a way to help
that's going to make it worse. Why am I going to do it? Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, I do these things to help my life and, you know, to add betterness to it in some way, you know, that
we want to better our life, right?
To put, like, myself through hell and, you know, to just
like, for me, when
through.
I did it, it wasn't painful for me. But if it was, I'll tell you what, I don't do pain well right now. I'm over it. So I would have, you know, and that's not saying I'm better than anybody or I'm stronger than anybody. It's just that's where I was and am
yeah,
mentally myself. Like,
yeah, and it's like so many of us want to stop living in pain cycles, trauma cycles, and I mean, and a lot of people have, you know, medical trauma or trauma from illnesses and the way people treated them, gaslighting them, not really having anybody there. And so it's like, we don't want to live in that anymore. We shouldn't have to live in that anymore. And so it's like, it's not a matter of mental will, I mean, you know, necessarily.
Right.
It's a matter of, I'm just trying to figure out what works for me, kind of like we were talking about earlier with, you know, medication and barefooting in general, finding what works for you. And
right. Just because you can do it doesn't mean it's good for you.
You have to, or you should even, you know. And
well, it's the same with shoes, if you think about it. Like, it just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what works for you and your body, you know.
Even if you mentally can tolerate and push to wearing shoes, because there are times where, for me, where I do have to choose it, and sometimes it feels like it's a double-edged sword. There is no winning. And so it's just about what can I, because there are times where I have to put shoes on and I don't want to. And sometimes that is a mental strength in other areas.
Right.
And so, but even at the same time, just because I mentally at times am able to handle wearing shoes, that doesn't mean that
you want to.
That I want to. It doesn't mean that
they
don't.
It's best for your body.
It doesn't even mean that they don't add to my pain at moments. Just because I can mentally tolerate it and keep pushing through doesn't mean that's not causing issues, and I'm sure you feel the same way at work. You know?
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, I can.
I like being employed. That's it.
Like, yeah, I can push.
And I love these babies, so that's the only reason I push it. You know, you are exactly right. Like, they'd let me be barefoot at work. I would do such better work. I really would. And I keep trying to tell them that. Not that I do bad work now, but you know what I mean? Like, it would increase exponentially if they just.
And it would, because if you were aligned with. Sorry,
who I am.
Your natural flow, you would be more productive. We all would. If we were all able to function and live within our natural flow, we would be way more productive.
Yeah.
And that's the thing they don't want us to realize, because honestly, it's set up so that we are running ourselves into the ground, because it benefits.
Big time.
It benefits those in charge. And, you know, and so I really just urge everybody to take back your power. And just because you can do something and put up with suffering doesn't mean you should put up with suffering.
Right.
And that's something I've been really reevaluating, and that's something that I've had to realize and validate through my own even barefoot journey. And this doesn't mean I'm weak. You know, just because I've gone through all these things throughout my life doesn't mean I have to keep going through them.
Exactly.
I've proven time and time again I'm not weak. So why do I keep having to prove that when I could just be happy?
Yeah.
When I could just do what's right for me?
Exactly.
So if you feel like you have to prove to other people, just stop. The only
need me to be better than it's who you were yesterday.
Yeah, and that's not me trying to be like, oh my God, get over yourself, quit being a people pleaser, blah, blah, blah. No, I have no judgment. But stop for your own sake.
Yeah.
Stop putting yourself through suffering that you don't need to go through because you feel like you have something to prove. Because you don't. The only person you have anything to prove to is yourself.
Exactly.
So keep in mind, folks, so there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the entire United States. There are no health codes against it. So if anybody is trying to tell you what you're doing is wrong, it isn't.
They are
stand
wrong.
Stand your ground and know that you are enough. And we are wrapping up, folks. We only have about 20 seconds left. So.
Yeah, we're wrapping up fast again. I'm sure you're all shocked by that.
Yeah. So just care and keep listening to yourself and keep living your best barefoot lifestyle.
Be kind. And we'll be back next week. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.